With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain. Novelist Gail Godwin is the author of A Mother and Two Daughters and her latest book, The Finishing School. She was raised in Asheville, North Carolina, hometown of Thomas Wolfe.
We were all very much aware that our town had been fictionalized. When it came time for me to write, I did leave. I wasn't about to start competing with him.
Godwin's mother worked for the local paper and wrote love stories on weekends.
She'd send them to New York and then she'd get a check back in the mail. So I thought this is what every woman did in her spare time.
Armed with a journalism degree from the University of North Carolina, Gail Godwin went to work for the Miami Herald.
I had a very hard time writing a boring story, so if I could find some way to put a little energy in it, I would.
Godwin covered a Port Authority meeting on a day when one of the officials left the room.
So I wrote, Mr. McGonigal, or whatever his name was, stalks out of Port Authority meeting. And he called the paper and he said, I know she's an eager beaver and she wants to make something happen, but I was just going to the bathroom. That was the worst one.
Ending Gail Godwin's journalism career, she worked as a waitress to raise enough money to go to London, and there she got a job in the U.S. Embassy tourist office. Things were slow enough for her to tap out a novel.
It was a novel that I've lost because I did something very foolish. I had one copy of it. Can you believe this?
Godwin had seen an ad in the newspaper asking for manuscripts with love interest.
So I sent it off to this address, and it didn't come back, and it didn't come back. Now, this is really a true story. And so finally, I got into a taxi and went over there, and whoever had rented that office had moved out. I don't know where that manuscript is.
Gail Godwin's novel, The Finishing School, is about a 14-year-old girl's relationship with a 44-year-old woman and an act of betrayal that brings tragedy. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Novelist Gail Godwin grew up in North Carolina and studied at the University of Iowa's Writers' Workshop, where a classmate was John Irving and her mentor was Kurt Vonnegut. Godwin turned a short story into a novel that became her thesis.
I thought I would write about this very interesting, short, and probably unsuitable marriage that I'd made in England.
Godwin was 30 when that novel, The Perfectionist, was published in 1970. Others followed, and two were nominated for American Book Awards, Violet Clay and A Mother and Two Daughters. Godwin was well into the writing of a new novel at her home in Woodstock, New York, when a strange thing happened.
I had a dream.
A what?
A dream. You know, at night, you have dreams. It was just a woman and a young girl, and they were sitting on the threshold of this crumbling hut in the woods, and the woman was talking to the girl, and it started to rain. And I woke up, and I had the first lines of this book in my mind.
Godwin saw herself as both the woman and the girl.
44-year-old woman has many things to tell the girl. I knew that they were going to influence each other's lives. I didn't realize that it would be as tragic as it was.
Gail Godwin put aside her other project and began work on the novel that became The Finishing School.
At some time in your adult life, and maybe sometimes even before, you're in danger of just stopping, growing. That's what that book is really about.
Incidentally, back in the 1960s, a fly-by-night publisher in London made off with the only copy of a Godwin manuscript, and she's been looking for it ever since. The last line goes like this.
If I can do it once, I can do it again. Thus rises the indestructible pyramid. So if you ever read a book that ends like that, that's mine.
Gail Godwin, author of The Finishing School, with BookBeat. I'm Don Swain.